OnlyFans.
Wow. Just wow. You guys. Just.
That's isn't that
Just.
great for an
Oh.
intro?
Oh.
Not confusing this file, John.
Good God. This week, welcome to OnlyFans. I mean, the Toddcast.
Dimension OnlyFans.
Right. I told everybody, like, if I ever get fired or quit, I'm just gonna start a cake sitting OnlyFans. So, all you nerd ladies out there, I know you like it.
Calling all cosplayers.
All right, so while we let people start watching and stuffs, first, welcome back, Marvin.
Thank you.
No,
Thank you. It's good to be
always good
back.
to coming back, hanging out.
Start some trouble.
The hell,
Yeah, already, already.
yeah, always. We have a couple events coming up this month. Like, most of this stuff is this month. First, free shirt day is this coming Saturday, the 7th, at all your local New Dimension comics. We'll have some screen printed NDC shirts. You spend $25 on literally anything in the store, you get one free. Sizes are limited, so come early and get your size. Con shirts do not count, so do not try that. Someone already asked, and I told them no. But there is a pretty good like spread of them. And if you miss this Saturday, you can stop by, what is it, 2 weeks later for local comic shop day? 3 weeks later?
28th.
The last Saturday of the month, where Comicsburg will actually be at the waterfront. We just need to figure out what times. I assume noon to whenever they decide to leave, before 8 o'clock, which is fine. They always have a lot of fun. A lot of guys come in and hang out for that, and you guys are always great to hang out and chill with us. We also have Dan Noakes out at the Pittsburgh Mills from 12 to 4. He's a great guy too. He always has fun signs to talk about things, which is great engager. And on local comic shop day, which I've not posted on the website yet, all dollar books will be 50 cents. And then we're just gonna any of the free t-shirts, we're gonna do the same t-shirt sale, the same thing for t-shirts again, since it's local comic shop day. This our shirt, it's your local comic shop. It makes sense, right? So
Yep.
take advantage of the ridiculously large dollar spreads at Mills, Elwood, Ohio, and Butler. Cranberry and Waterfront, they got some, but not like those other stores do. Other than that, we had a couple warehouse bonus sale days. Check our website for those days. The last one is the second weekend of October, the last actual warehouse sale. But the bonus days were all 50 cents. They're all 10 to 4. And I don't remember what those dates are, but I think they're just a bunch of random Saturdays. So go check those out.
So be prepared.
Cranberry is still hiring. If anyone's looking for a job, please go. No, it's fine. Seriously though, we are looking for somebody part-time up there, on a little more permanent basis. So if you're interested, shoot us an email. We'll see what we can do. And then lastly, don't forget that we have partnered with actually, sorry, I have two. So we have partnered with Stage AE to do a bunch of concert giveaways. They're listed on the website.
Yes.
And this week we are drawing for the Descendants and Circle Jerks, which is next Wednesday. I will totally see you there. I've never seen the Descendants live. I'm super excited to go do that. It's on Stage AE. And also, we are giving away tickets to one of the weekends for Living Dead the Muse, or I'm sorry, Evil Dead the Musical
Living
at
Dead musical.
Pittsburgh Music Theater over the West End. If you guys have not seen this show, you need to see this show.
It's
Like,
really good.
there's a splash zone of the first five rows, and I am told that they have upped the amount of fake blood for this year. So, which I don't know how they can do that, because last year they had, like, super soakers and shit. It was crazy. so this year is, I'm pretty sure they're just going to dump buckets, like, from the ceiling. Like, but it's they're outside, so bundle
hook
up.
Up a pressure washer and just going to shoot it at you.
You know, so, I know the guys that run this, and I can see them doing that.
it is Pittsburgh, after all. We do crazy shit like that.
What's that, Marvin?
If they dump buckets of blood, then they have to say we're all going to laugh at you.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. it is hilarious fun. You can listen to it on Spotify or YouTube or whatever, whatever your favorite streaming is. It is absolutely hilarious. Some of my favorite songs are What the Fuck Was That? and All My Boyfriends Keep Getting Killed by Kandarian Demons. those are probably my two favorite. There's a lot of fun. If you've watched the movies, you're going to love the musical. I recommend checking it out. My Find Me Alpha brothers are actually going to be ushering most of those nights. So if you see me there, give me a high five. All good. I'll hand you a playbill, and it'll be good. That's how I get to see this show like 7 times every year. It's great. and I also think Boyd and Blair are going to be helping bartend again this year, or at least donating some stuff to bartend. Last year they made a specific drink for it. It was called like Deadite. It was like Deadite juice or something. And nice. It was very strong. But it was pretty good. It was like blue, turned your teeth blue. It was awesome.
You're not a cat.
So make sure you check that out. It's a lot of fun. I will watch all 3 movies and possibly the other extra 2 sometime later this year, because that's usually a Halloween thing for me. So the newest one was actually pretty good. I don't know if you saw that one, like the one that was like in a apartment building.
No, I haven't seen. I mean, it's on streaming, so I'll watch eventually. What about Ash vs. Evil Dead?
Seen that too. That was great. I really wish they would have gone one more season though.
Yeah, I mean that one got the axe because of viewership. So no one wanted to watch it on Stars. They were streaming it for free.
Yeah.
Instead of paying for Stars, so they were like, they axed it because of that.
Yeah, I think I ended up watching it on Amazon or Netflix because I was already paying for that service and I didn't want to get Stars on top. It was either that or we had Stars for like a month trial or something, and I'm like, I'm just gonna plow through this thing. Because there's like 3 or 4 seasons. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's really, really good. I have Blu-ray.
Oh, way to go, Boomer.
Hey, I don't have to order a streaming service to watch it. So that's the way I look at it.
I'm totally kidding. I mean, I think you're only what, like 2 or 3 years older than me. That's not a big deal.
I know. I let you have that one.
Yeah, but I have to get up and I have to go find the disc, and then I have to put it in the player and
on streaming. And then when it's done, I gotta like do the next one and all that. Yeah, I know. It's...
And then I have to rewind it. You have to rewind the Blu-ray. Man, that's hard work.
Be kind, rewind, right?
Yeah.
At least you don't have to take it back to Blockbuster, right?
That was always the fun part. Like, it was fun to go there and rent the movie, but no one wanted to take them back. Nobody. Nope. Was like, I got to return it.
There's a reason they went bankrupt.
Drop slot. Just drop slot that shit and walk away. So,
but now you lost, I just think it's Redbox.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, I really miss... I miss physical media a lot. And all right, now it's time for a small story time. So Justin and I go to Neo Comic Con, right? Yeah. And which by the way was great. It was awesome. Good show. Thanks, Eric. Great show.
Yeah.
So we go set up and then we're like, we're going to go to dinner and meet my buddy, but we have time. So we're going to go to the mall because it's right there. So we go into FYE, right? Now, first off, this is the smallest FYE I have ever seen in my life. Secondly, the only music in this entire room is one 4-foot double-sided rack that had vinyl. Oh, I'm sorry. There was a bin up front of used CDs.
Yeah.
I was like,
bin up front.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, at least kids are listening to records now. So there is that physical media.
So. Are they kids that are buying them, or are they just adults that don't want to fuck up their original pressings?
It could be both. I mean, like, I know a lot of Gen Zers that are big into records.
What's old is new.
Yeah.
I can't believe cassettes are a thing. I'm waiting to see them in stores again. Like, but I don't mean like a record store though. I want to see them in like fucking gas stations, like they used to be. Like there'd be that rack by the checkout that had like 24 different fucking tapes in there, and you'd be like, "Oh yeah, I need this Bruce Springsteen tape. Let's do this."
That's exactly what popped in my head too. The Born in the USA one.
It was like Bruce Springsteen. There'd be an ABBA Gold. There'd be a Kiss one
in there.
There's always a Kiss. It's usually Alive. Or like a really shitty one like Animalize. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like the Doobie Brothers or the Allman Brothers, but never both sets of brothers at the same time. And Pearl Jam 10. Pearl Jam 10 was always in there. Like it was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, but that's how I want physical media to return. Like, I want that kind of physical music.
Does that mean Walkmans make a comeback then? Because if I start seeing a kid going around going, look at this retro headphone, and the Walkman, I'm just going to take it off of them and smack them upside the head.
It has to be a boombox. They have to start. People have to walk around carrying boomboxes on their shoulders.
Yeah, buddy. I don't even care if they're streaming from the phone to the boombox. It's got to be the boombox. Although, you know, you do see that at shows every once in a while. You'll see like the random cosplayer with like the backpack that has the big one of those big cylinder looking ones. It's like $300. Like, and they'll just be like blaring. It's usually like Ghostbusters. Usually hear a lot of Ghostbusters or it'll be like some Michael Myers will be walking around with the Halloween theme blaring out of his butt. It's crazy. I love it. So, but man, I miss physical media. It's like physical music media. So my CD collection is quite large. I'll tell you that. And like, you know, listening to that stuff on vinyl is, There is a difference. There really is. I never thought there was when I was a kid, but there definitely is now. And I think it's just because, like, stereos have caught up. Mm-hmm. You know, they've gotten so much better. Because I remember listening to, like, a couple vinyls of stuff that I have on CD and cassette. And my buddy and I were listening to them, and I'm like, I've never heard this percussion part right here. And they're just like, right? So, so it's interesting. All right. So sorry about last week.
Yeah.
Our bad. And also 2 weeks from now, we will not have a show because I will be at the Megadeth concert. I think that's the night.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to come with you on that one too. Cause it's
right. I'm pretty sure.
Mudvayne and who someone else. All That Remains.
Yeah. I will see how many tickets I have for that. I'll let you know. Anyway, so we are joined by the fabulous, stupendous, all round great guy, Marvin Wynn tonight. Creator of The Edge. So much so that he has a lab in his basement where he's actually making The Edge in little vials. He really does have superpowers. His superpower is being able to deal with Pittsburgh public transportation all the time. and not somehow getting sick off it. It's great. Yeah. Anyway.
It's making connections. So you get downtown and I'll automatically get the next bus. I don't have to wait.
There you go. You just, you stand there and that bus driver's like, Marvin.
Yes. He's there now. I'll pick him up.
Right. So
he has his own personal bus stop. where they're like, hey, there's Marvin. We got to pick him up. And they just stop on a dime and pick him up.
There you go. All right. So you're here to talk about your Kickstarter for Volume 2, Reign of Chaos. I will put that up here on the screen. And we will talk about that a little bit.
A little bit.
Boom. Look, we pledged. We're a backer. It's right there. All right. So let's hear it. Let's hear the pitch.
Sure. So this is the volume 2 of The Edge, which covers issues 5 through 9. This is the Reign of Chaos storyline. The gentleman in the bubble there is Chaos, and his team is the Reign. So they've decided that they don't want to wait until humans decide to attack them. So they're going on the assault, which kind of puts the strike team from issues 1 through 4 into a little bit of a position, because it's like, now we're fighting more of our own kind. So I put Chaos like in a category with like Magneto, where he's like, I want to form up everyone who has powers that has a problem with humans, and we want to get them before they get us.
Cool. Yeah, it's got a very like Brotherhood of Evil Mutants vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I dug of the couple issues that I did get to read before I fell behind again.
Yes.
I swear I'm catching back up. I swear every time. All right.
Maybe we'll,
so you
we'll have to do an addition, but we just
ago.
Read The Edge.
Right?
Say it again.
I said you had 17 more days to go.
Yes.
You're about 1,600 short. Yes. But usually these things tend to hit toward the end. So right. I think you're going to be fine. Yeah. But we will help you push this as much as we can. Yeah. So brought to you by Comicsburg. So let's see here.
Yeah, that's so this is all issue 1. So included in the Kickstarter, you can get volume 1 and volume 2, or volume 1 or volume 2. You can get single issues. Anyone who backs physically gets a bottle of what's called Octus Vis.
There it so is. Told you.
Is
making it in the lab in the basement.
Is the commercial version of The Edge. Each bottle has about 8 or 9 capsules. This is okay. Not candy. It's not a pill. Please do not ingest it or put it in any of your orifices. Don't put it in your nose. Don't put it in your ear or any other openings. You crack it open, and there is a scroll in here. Read the scroll, and then respond to me on any social medias with what it says on the scroll. If there's something on it, there's nothing on it. Sorry, you didn't win.
Listen, like your little pitch there just reminded me of this one scene of a Scrubs episode, right? Yeah. Where Turk is moonlighting at like an urgent care type thing.
Yeah.
And this old guy comes in and he goes, it's pronounced analgesic, not analgesic. So put it in your mouth. I was just like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, there's a warning on here though, so please.
Okay.
Please.
Don't actually eat it. Or you're going to be reading it from your butthole.
Yeah. It's for reading, not for eating.
Right? Right? So here it says the trade will be 108 pages. That's awesome. So it gets previews of 1, 2, 3, 4 total. So
5 through 9, and then previews of 3 one-shots. So Blaine High Stakes, okay. Mystic Legends, and another project.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was reading that as a comma. So that's cool. I'm excited for that. So
yeah. So there's covers for Blaine High Stakes and then Mystic Down the Blue Energy.
Cool.
So then
I will say. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you're trading cards. So you get sets 1, 2. And set 3, which will be coming out as the Kickstarter is completing.
Cool, cool. And then
this is the cover 1. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Scattered Nexus Indie Card Game, which features the Edge characters. So those cards come with your, any physical backer gets the cards for free. And this is the cover for Blaine High Stakes. So this one is going to be set at a casino in Las Vegas where the swarmy looking gentleman sitting on the couch there has some information that he's going to share with anyone who gets to him. So Blaine is there to pull him out before anyone either kills him or gets the information from him. So if the story sounds familiar, I really like that movie Smoking Aces. So it's based a little bit around Smoking Aces.
That's it.
Yes.
I was like, it's like, man, this sounds like a movie I watched.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Let's see what else we got here.
So this is the Mystics Legend. So we're finally going to explain the whole entire backstory of Mystic Swords. So they have a very long history, and the people who are in this portal are the previous owners of the swords that have been kind of influencing him from beyond the grave. So this is the Wham Blam. So we partner up with Wham Stands. So that's what these are. So they're like holders, and this is magnetic, so this comes off and it just sticks back on. So the Matt, who does these, he also does spinner racks, and he has like a new one coming out that has prices on it, so you can swap out prices on the stand. So like you take it to a con and say this book is $5, so you put the price on it. So he's coming up with a bunch of cool stuff, so we're going to be working with him on some other stuff that's coming out too.
That's very cool.
So you've got graded books. So I've got multiple copies of issue one graded, issue two, issue three, issue four, up to issue five. So this was done by expert grading services. So they are in the mix of the competition with the other people that are doing the grades. The difference is that they do custom labels. So you clearly can't see it there, but the Comicsburg label is on. I think I took them all back in the other room. So it has the Comicsburg logo on the label, and then by the cover. So the cover's dark, so the label's dark.
Well, that's actually kind of cool. I dig that.
So these are sample pages of issues 5 through 9.
So what I was going to say was, the further this book goes on, the better the art gets.
Yes.
And I like... the artist, what, Mark V, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he is crushing it, just so you know. You can tell him I said that.
Okay. So this is issue 10, which was unlocked when we got to 2000. So cool. Issue 10 with a variant cover is available as an add-on. So that's all.
Oh, there we go. He's in the Philippines.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, I think only James and I are stateside. Everyone else is Philippines, Mexico, Argentina. Wow. So, yeah.
That's crazy. So
you go where the talent is.
Yep. So you know, and that's kind of like as a con promoter, that was something we were talking about was how different, like how places are hard. It's harder and harder to find American creators anymore. There's a lot of American writers, but there's not a lot of artists. Like a lot of artists are Philippines, Argentina, Spain, Canada, even. But there's really not a lot in the U.S. anymore. And it's kind of interesting how that works out. So, all right, let me see. Go back to if I go to rewards. Nope. That's my. Oh wait, yeah, here we go. So these are the available ones, right? Available. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the digital version of the trade.
Wow, so 9 backers on that. That's pretty good.
So you always have to make those digitals available because of shipping. So in some countries. The shipping would be so ridiculous that it's not even worth. So and there's a few countries that I ship things to, and it cost me up over $100 to ship it.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So they bought like $30 worth of product and had to pay $100 to ship it. I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with this, so I just throw extra stuff in there for them just to try to even it out a little bit.
Yeah, I was talking to one of our stores the other day, and we were talking about shipping to Canada, and it's all like $50 or more now to ship to Canada. It's crazy. I'm like, well, I mean, we because, can drive it there for cheaper.
Right? Like, it's because it's crossing the border, so I can you can ship something to Alaska cheaper than you can send something to Canada.
Right? I'm like, just meet me at the border. I'll bring it up there. It'll be fine. We'll just meet at the duty station. It'll be fine. Just don't ask for manga. You'll be fine. So. All right. So this one gets you. Isn't that the same thing? Digital. Well,
no, it's both.
That's it's just two. This one's one and two. Okay. Cool.
Then the Edge T-shirt.
Oh.
I haven't gotten T-shirts yet. So then I've got the Comicsburg T-shirt there.
Cool.
And then we've got.
I really need to get me one of those. If you guys want to make baseball tees, I would buy them immediately. Just
I'm working on that right now. I think we're going to do it for
hockey jerseys.
For Three Rivers next year, we want to show out.
I'd say even if you just make me one, this needs to be a 2X. I will buy the shit out of it. So this you get the stand.
Yep, you get the stand
and a physical copy of issue one.
So that's the stand. This is what it will be, the Wamblem.
Okay, cool.
Nice. He even puts these on chains, like if you want to be like Flavor Flav and wear it around your neck.
Oh, man. Nice. Ugh. All right, so this one's physical copy of just volume two. Now, I guess my question is, and this is just as a retailer, if I were to order this through Diamond at some point, is that the same MSRP?
No question mark. I mean, because you know, like when we're dealing with Diamond, we sometimes have to do a little upcharge to kind of make a profit on that.
Might be $30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I mean, okay. I could cut it down depending on who I get to print it. So it could be $20, but remember, I'm removing pages, so you're not going to get all the backup features. So that's really is what's adding to the cost. It's just more pages. So less pages makes it cheaper.
Mm-hmm. I was just curious because I know someone's going to ask me that.
Yeah.
I never thought about it. Yeah. All right. So volume one physical edition. Nobody. What?
No. They all went for the two or the both. So nobody went for the one by itself.
Yeah. They either already have volume one or they're like, I'm going to get both these.
But it has a different
color. The issue one sampler box.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. Blowtorch Bad Roads? Did I see that yet?
Yeah, maybe that was in the store. Yeah, that's Page's book. Yeah.
Oh, right.
He's our exterior Comicsburg guy from Florida.
Mm. Right. Yeah. So yeah, make sure. And by the way, all of these, or most of these at least, available in your local New Dimension comic store.
Yep.
For a little bit more than what they're asking here. Support your local comic shop. I mean, what? Support local creators. It's a good time. Retailer set. So you know, for those guys who don't know, a lot of people do Kickstarter retailer sets because retailers like ourselves want to kind of get, I don't want to say like a bang for our buck, but we want to make it worth it so that if we put the regular MSRP on it, we're still making some kind of profit while still supporting these guys. And we love to do that. So that I love to see retailer sets. They're my favorite. So this retailer set, for those of you retailers that listen to us, you get 5 copies of 1-4 and 5 trading card sets. That's pretty good.
The card sets will be a half comic cape.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. And then that one is 5 copies of volume 1 and volume 2 with the trading card set plus the Nexus card set. That's pretty good too. Set 3. Doo doo. That's kind of cool. And then over, I love that you called it over the edge. This just sounds awesome. So it's literally everything, right?
Yeah.
Like it's one of literally everything. Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
For $122, that's pretty good. That's a
right,
good
so
deal
you get
right
the
there.
Issue 5 Chaos cover. And then issue 7, there's a gatefold cover that we're going to print for that one. So that one's gets thrown in there too.
Nice.
And then we have the original art and the print. So I've got that right here. So that's this.
Wow. That's awesome.
So I had it as an add-on, and then I popped it. So nobody grabbed it as an add-on, so I popped it into as a tier. So if somebody is interested in.
The all gone.
Yeah, that was the early bird. So that ended. I ended
okay.
that. So I started it on the 24th. I ended that actually late, really late Sunday. I was supposed to end. We were streaming. I was supposed to end it after the stream, but I was like, I'll just let it go. So it went until Sunday.
Oh, good. Cool.
So, all right. A lot of good stuff for people to try out and
absolutely
take a swing at it. If you like 90s X-Men, 90s Wildcats, things like that, G.I. Joe Edge is for you, because those are the things that I liked, and that's the things that I put into the book.
Right. That's awesome. Looks like Brandon from Dismay Comics is in the chat. He's going to be a guest on the show as soon as we figure out whatever date we can make work for that.
You had him on before, right?
Yeah. He has another Kickstarter coming up too.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that we help him out too. It was a lot of fun having him on. I was actually wearing the shirt for the book the other day. So it's awesome. So but yeah, he'll be on soon, probably like 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
So but
so we're just waiting for this one to fund, and then I'll start working on the one for the action figure. That one's going to be a big ask. So I'm kind of waiting as long as I can into probably next year. I was going to do it right after this one ended, but since it's dragging so much, I want to wait and see. But probably February, Marches, we'll pop in up the Blaine action figure, and we'll make a stretch goal for Revenant. Those are both
awesome.
Pretty much, both of those are already in production, the Blaine and Revenant action figures.
Nice. I will be backing those as well, because I personally just want one. So
that's Loose Collector. If you've seen, if you haven't seen in there, like they did Lady Death, El Morato, they did, what's it called? Rocketeer.
Are they the guys that did
nice.
Vito's Stray figure?
No, that was Fresh Monkey Fiction.
Okay.
I don't think that thing went in the stores. I think they did like a really limited run, and he had some of them, but I don't think that made it to Big Bad Toy Store.
Okay. Yeah, I just did a theme song for him. I wrote a theme song for Stray.
Oh, awesome.
So it was like a minute long instrumental. It's pretty fun.
For those who don't know, Stray will be appearing in a later issue of The Edge.
Really?
Ooh,
yes.
Nice.
God damn it.
So issue 9, if you haven't seen it yet, I'll be talking about that probably this Saturday, opens the door for a bunch of other indie characters to come in and help with help the strike team with what's coming.
So are you gonna bring in what's the squirrel character that he's been partnering in with?
Oh, Spider Squirrel?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. And right Trash on. Panda. And Trash Panda.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
We got a pretty big list of characters. Like we've got a whole entire cover that's going to, it has all of the characters that are gonna be involved in it. So some of it will be, they'll get into the action. Some of it is just cameos. We're going to have some characters just pop in and disappear because they don't really belong there. It's like they'll just pop in. Hey, what are we doing here? And they just go away.
So if Todd McFarlane decided to knock on your door and be like, hey, I want Spawn to come and do this with you guys.
Yeah. So if you remember, War of the Independents?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that never finished. So when they did that, they had the book done, and they had to send out waivers to every creator to sign over that their character can appear in the book. And I already did that. So I did that up front. I got everybody to sign a waiver up front that says the character can appear, because you have Diamond won't distribute it unless there's waivers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've been friends with Vito a long time, and I was there when Strain launched and stuff. I really enjoy that book too. If you guys are big Nightwing and Spider-Man fans, you should check Stray out. It's a lot of fun. So,
and then the other character that's part of that duo, Ray Heights, Midnight Tiger.
Oh, Midnight Tiger! I love Midnight Tiger. I forgot to reply to your email a long time, a while ago. But I've known Ray for a long time.
Yeah, he went in. So we were at Heroes, and he came over to the table. Was like, so I heard about Three Rivers Con. Can you get me into that? Like, sure.
Gotcha. I just need to figure out. I can't remember where he lives, because I think he's like West Coast, isn't he? Or down south. It's one of the two.
I think he's in the south. I can't off the top of my head remember where he is, but I'll find out really.
Okay. Because he's also buddies with Vito and Sora and Sean and all those guys. Mm-hmm. So, and I loved Midnight Tiger too. Like, that was a great book when it came out.
He's with CEX now.
Yes. Yeah. Comics Experience. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's coming. He'll be back in Diamond.
Nice. I think
in the next couple months. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that was one of those books that imploded with Action Lab.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but I'm glad most of those guys got their stuff back. Right. Some other stuff is still in the works, but you know,
it's now you see it, it's happening again, right? If you see with another publisher, like
which one?
Scout.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember asking Sean about that, because I saw him and I asked him about This Little Piggy, and I was like, when are we going to get more? Because, like, I heard Scout's kind of imploding again, which sucks, because, like, I like a lot of the stuff they'd put out.
Yeah. I think where the problems lie with that is that it's an IP form in some cases, where someone's putting big money into something to turn it into TV shows and movies. And what ends up happening is they get a deal, but it never comes to fruition. So they never get anything out of it. And then they start to find out that you don't make money doing comic books unless your name is Todd McFarlane. Which really doesn't, because all his money is in toys. So
that's true. That's true. And merchandise. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why he put out all the Kiss figures. I mean, he's basically the comic book Gene Simmons. Yes. So.
I was going to say, technically, I would say he is probably closer to like the George Lucas version of comics, where he's making toy after toy after toy. Yeah.
And he's he's got G.I. Joe now. He's got a G.I. Joe license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, think about like.
Let's hope he doesn't screw up like he screwed up DC. So that's the way I look at it, too.
You mean the Wildstorm stuff?
No, like just the figures, like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, like every time. Like, how about you expand it to like more than just those three characters would be nice.
Right. And I saw the newest set of those toys. I think it was at the waterfront the other day, and I saw them. And I like the from the neck down, they look fucking awesome. But their faces look shitty to me, and I don't know what it is. They just look very like black.
I don't think the mold is quite right with them.
Yeah, like everybody's like, got a big chin. Yeah. Like, it's very like
that works for like Superman. Superman has a big chin, so
it
works with him. But then you go on Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman's chin is as big as Superman's, and you're like, that don't look right.
Right.
I was like, his female characters don't look good.
Yeah.
And I thought it was weird that when he did Grifter, and Grifter didn't have any gun,
right?
He had a sword, and I'm thinking, how does what?
How does that work?
Yeah. Like, the Spawn figures have guns. Why did it, like, the DC figures can't have guns?
Yeah.
I think that's some sort of, like, thing in DC. Like, DC wants to keep it, like, kid-friendly. So, it's like, they're like, you can't put a gun in. And I'm like, okay. You shouldn't do a grifter figure at all. That's
right.
That was his whole
I'm still waiting for, I'm still waiting for Condiment Man. Really.
Really right, waiting. What is it? They do the big ones, like the bigger figures look really good. Like the Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. The, who was the other one that was really huge? Clayface. He did a huge Clayface. Mm-hmm. The Clayface looks really cool. He's really good at with that horror-esque, you know, creepy figure. He's really good at that.
And I remember when he used to do, like, the Dark Circus stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And all the Spawn figures. And they were in those, like cubish looking. Waterfront
just got a whole bunch of those.
Right.
I had to go through that whole collection. It was Dark Fairy Tales and Dracula and Mummy. And there were some that I didn't even recognize back in the day because I remember all these figures coming out.
Right.
Because I was in the retail, because the only retail store that would carry those were Spencer's or Hot Topic. Like, certain Hot Topics carried them. Because most regular toy stores never carried these because they were too dark and creepy for kids. So you put them in Hot Topic or Spencer's, and, you know, that's when the goth whatever.
Didn't they watch the video? Kids love chains and smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember looking at some of these. It's like, oh, I remember that. And I'm like, oh, I had that horror figure too. And yeah, the only bad thing about those early 2000, late 90s stuff, the bubbles turned instant yellow.
Yep.
Like, the more exposed to light, the worse that looked.
Right. They're like thermal paper. You know, you leave it in your car on the dash by accident, and all of a sudden the next day it's black because it's just heat pounding on it, and it just turns dark. It's crazy.
That was like,
I remember getting a lot of those toys when we had the store at Century 3 upstairs. I remember getting a lot of collections of those in. So
yeah, they're harder to find. A lot of people got rid of them.
Yep.
So
yeah, I sold a lot of them at KB Toys. It was a good time. So
man, about KB Toys, man, that brings back memories now.
Listen, if you ever come over to my house. In my garage.
Is it KB Toys?
When we closed, we had this big blue banner that just had the logo over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So, like, me and three of the other employees cut it so we each had this big logo. So in my garage is a big banner that says KB Toys on it. It's hanging on the wall. Yeah.
I wish they would have did that for Toys R Us. When I worked for Toys R Us just before they just like dissipated, it was like there were still some of the old school 80s stuff. Like we still had an old school 80s Jeffrey.
Cool.
And I was like, boy, it's my last day. I want to snag that sucker. And someone heard me say it, and they bolted it down to the floor. And I'm like, really? So you'd rather bust the thing than someone take that and, you know, have that at home. You know, I could see it being in my house right now, actually. It'd probably scare the crap out of the animals.
Yep.
The cats would sleep on it.
I could see Cupcake, like getting up in the middle of the night, not putting her glasses on, like walking through the house, get a drink, and be like, oh, fuck, it's Jeffrey.
No, she'd probably dress him up.
He'd be like out in your yard. He'd get stolen. he'd be like all dressed like he'd be like dressed like the Crow.
Dress him up in his best political outfit.
There you go. There you go.
Put an orange toupee on him, and he'll.
There you go. Come on. I mean, come on. Like whatever. Do the Independents have an animal yet? They could be the giraffes.
That's true. The long necks.
There you go. No, the long necks are like brontosauruses. So, cool. So, like I brought up the crow. We also need to do our full spoiler version of this. So we're gonna take like 5 minutes here, and we're just gonna give our full spoiler version of this. Marvin, I'm sorry if you haven't seen it yet.
I mean, I don't think I have to watch it to know what I know is going to happen. I'm pretty sure that movie was written by Alan Isaac.
I think you're right. So, this is pretty much what I said the last time. If they didn't call her Shelley and him Eric, I would have given it a better review. Because it's not their story, but if it would have been Crow 5, random British people in Detroit, I'd be okay with it. Because like, it was a good Crow story, just not Eric and Shelley's story.
Yeah.
But I did like again. I did like the fact that they developed their relationship a lot better. I thought the fight scenes were great. There was something you said, you and I talked about, where you said, like, it felt like they were explaining the crow a little too much, like how it works. And I just said, I'm pretty sure that's because this generation doesn't catch on to that stuff right away. Like, they really need stuff super explained to them of, like, because if they didn't explain it, they'd be like, I don't get it. How does that crow make him do this thing and this thing and this thing? Like, I can just see it. Like,
I get it.
You know, if they did. But,
I mean, again, it's, like you said, I pointed this out several times on Facebook to people, and I got lambasted big time. And I was like, look, it was a middle-of-the-road movie to me. At middle of the road, as in it wasn't bad, but it wasn't on the good side.
It was okay.
The music, like you said, not my taste. I was just like,
scoring was okay. Yeah,
score was fine.
Soundtrack was
the soundtrack. I was trying to figure out what they were trying to do, because it was a mixture of different artists that shouldn't be on an album together at all. And not in a fun 90s way where they used to do it. No, this was we're just going to throw this song and this song and this song. Yeah. And we'll figure out where we can put it in the scene somewhere. And I felt like that's what they did with that, which very much hurts the movie in my opinion.
I also feel a lot of people couldn't get over the tattoos.
And I'm just like, my wife pointed that out. Whatever. She whispered in my ear, she's like, those are the shittiest looking jail tattoos I've ever seen. and I'm like, wow. She's not wrong.
Right.
I mean, again, I get Hollywood.
To that, the Suicide Squad Joker. I mean, immediately when the first image came out, Suicide Squad Joker, immediately people were like, I'm not watching, it's terrible.
Yep. And I think that was the problem, but.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of face tattoos, but like if like the three tiny ones that he had on his face weren't there, I would have liked it a little more just because like bad. I personally just am not a fan of them, but they weren't like so big that it was like annoying to me. But I thought Skarsgård
were fine.
Freaking rocked it though, man. Like he acted the shit out of that part.
Yeah.
Like,
and he was very jacked for like compared to it. So that was, you know, someone was ripping on him, going, he's not a good action guy. I was like, do you know what he had to go through it to do that role? I was like, he put just as much effort into being Eric. And I was like, and the problem was not him. I was like, it was the written of the story in general. Mm-hmm. There were too many holes in areas where they needed to explain what was going on and over explain stuff they probably could have leaned back a little bit. And I think that was the biggest issue with it. I am disappointed there was no crow insignia anywhere. Like that was that's kind of a theme throughout all the Crow movies. You probably could have made one or two references and it probably would have been fine. Like you said, the bad guy was not really
Yeah, that's one of those
eh.
things that they probably could have described a little bit better. Like, or at least like so is he a vampire? Is he just a dude who made a deal with the devil? Like,
I
what's
think that's all it was
like,
just the dude that made a deal with the devil. So he was a
right?
normal guy who just happened to
Yeah.
what have a
So he was a bit
longevity
MacGuffin-y,
through.
a little MacGuffin.
I mean, I love the actor. He was excellent. I'm not saying he wasn't sinister or creepy like he was. He was excellent. He's always good in whatever he does. I forget his name off the top of my head.
I still
But
like it better though than City of Angels and Wicked Prayer. I still think it
I
sits in the middle for me, of
yeah,
the five.
that's where I would put it. Like I said, and I will say this, they did not use Eric Draven and Shelley Webster. They just used first names. So they could kind of deny that. And I think they, during the pushback, they might have cut their last names. And I think that may be one of the things that they did to lessen the blowback from this. So, because it was weird that they never referred to them full name, especially
Okay,
if
so
you're in like a rehab type place, you're
right?
gonna
It is weird.
you're gonna
They just
use a
referred to them
full
as their
name.
patient number, which was really weird. It was more like prison. So I have two interesting cast thoughts for Skarsgård at this point after watching that movie. One, I think he would be an amazing Warren Worthington the Third. I think he would be a great angel, especially when he goes Archangel. Holy shit, would he be great? He's tall, he's lanky, he's got the vibe.
And he's built too.
And now that
He's
I've
not
seen him
skinny
like
skinny.
do that much ass kicking, Marvin, you need to really work on him as being Blaine. Just saying, because he kind of has that look to him. He's kind of got that persona to him. He would be an amazing, if nothing else, voiceover. Like, we have
That
Dreamcast your Blaine.
was
Actually,
another
here you
thing
go.
that I was
So
not a
if you
big
could Dreamcast the Edge, who would you Dreamcast your
fan.
characters at? Do you already have a list
I
of
don't.
like,
I don't. And
okay.
it's funny that you say that because I really never really sat down and with it, but I will do that. And then next time I come on, I'll have a
There
cast
you go.
Hell yeah. I can't believe we're gonna Dreamcast the Edge. That's what we're gonna do next time.
So what about
So,
the Minecraft trailer?
oh my God, did that look awful? Like
So did
that
you?
it looked better than Borderlands though, I'll tell you that.
It looked like someone, probably Alan Isaac, threw Jumanji into its little thing that it does, spit the movie out, couldn't cast The Rock, so they got Jason Momoa and put a wig on him for some reason. It's like, you like Jumanji, right? Here is Jumanji again. Just bad. It's just worse. And I heard that it had 40 writers.
What?
Wow.
That's too
Is
many.
that just
That's
how
too
many
many.
rewrites, or is that
Yes,
just,
from rewrites and
oh,
scripts.
holy crap. That's a
See, there's
lot.
certain things that shouldn't be a movie at all, and I think Minecraft is one of those things that shouldn't be a movie.
The Borderlands movie looked awful. And I will tell you, like, so the second Kraven trailer that came out, this last one, made me 100% change my opinion on that movie. Because, like, the first one, I was like, okay, this might not suck. And then I see this other one, and I'm like, never mind, this is gonna suck. Way to go, Sony, you did it again. Kraven himself may not suck because that's how they work. Like, their singular main character is actually very good. It's just everything around it sucks balls. Like, Like the rhino in this movie.
Yeah.
Holy shit, is that gonna look like garbage? Like,
I like the fact that he looks like that though, because he looks very old school rhino.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea that it's like, I'm gonna inject myself and become the rhino. Like, that just, to me, that's better than
going, hey, it's a guy with a Jersey accent who just happens to be really strong and has spandex on it. And it's definitely, like Marvin said, better than the robotic one from the Amazing Spider-Man.
I don't know. I was just going to say, I think I actually like that one better. But we will see. We will see. I will probably try to catch Kraven, like, at a matinee. I'll probably go see it in the theater because I do like... A, I like to go to the theater to see these kind of movies because that's the format they're designed for.
Yeah.
Am I going to go to a full price later evening one? Probably not.
This is Tuesday bargain day. That's what it is. Yeah. Tuesday. Well, I'm usually off Tuesdays, so you and me could like...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we're just going to go, like...
Yeah, and my wife will want to see it, so that'll work.
Marvin, you want to go with us when we go?
We'll do a review.
And can we do like MS? It was an MSK 3K.
Yeah,
boo the screen the whole time. Boo!
Right.
Although I mean, what Beetlejuice comes out this weekend, so
yeah,
pretty
pumped about that.
I see a lot of people seeing the screening tonight. So
I think there's something else that comes out this weekend too. That's pretty big. But I
if
know
it doesn't have Michael Keaton in it. Doesn't matter. This is Pittsburgh. Right. We don't talk about. Anything that comes out with Michael Keaton, it's Pittsburgh.
Right.
And so, you know, we'll shout out to all the Pittsburgh. It's not only Steelers weekend, so get pumped for Sunday.
I love when he was on Seth Meyers talking about being from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because they're both from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So
and they're sitting there like talking about the Steelers, and they're like, no, you got to inject that into them when they're babies.
Yeah.
And he's like,
oh, yeah. That's what it was. It was like,
to him and shit. Right? Yeah.
Was it like his grandkids or something? Yeah. And he was just like, it's like, Steelers, Pirates, Penguins. Steelers, Pirates, Penguins. Go to sleep, Steelers, Pirates, Penguins. Like, I was just like, wow.
And then Seth was like, yeah, I do the same thing. And then my wife comes in the room and she's like, none of this shit matters.
That's how my wife looks at sports. So.
Yeah,
the wrestling guy, it's still real to me,
right? All right, so we got one last we got a few more minutes here. Let's do one last push and then we'll go. So we can go to Kickstarter and just search for The Edge, right? I mean, we could also go and search for your name.
Yeah,
I love
your
icon, by the way.
I've had that. That's early Google.
Right.
Like when I first signed up for my Google account. That's the
and then you can also go to theedgecomic.com.
Yes.
And there it is in previews. I imagine we can go up to shop. Is it going to be up in here?
Yep.
You can buy all the stuff. Look, there's the Blaine action figure. So, all that stuff's on here. And then, is there a way to order the, is there a way to go to the Kickstarter from here?
I always forget to do that on there. So I'll add a link to, from
there's your reminder.
The website. Yeah. Like, I did that last time. Like, that's what I forgot to do.
Yeah. That might help. Maybe once you do that, you'll see that last bit of push. I imagine if you go to Comicsburg's website, it'll probably pop. Like, you'll be able to go there to get a link to this, too. If not, there's your other reminder. And then if people want to follow you on socials, how do they do that, sir?
So you can follow me on Facebook, The Edge Comic, on Twitter, Marvin Nguyen, on Instagram, The Edge Comic. And I think I'm on, was it Streams? Is that it? What's it called? It's Instagram's version of Twitter.
Threads.
Yeah. So I'm on Threads too. The Edge Comic.
Cool. And as always, like, you guys are great. You guys put out some really great stuff.
Thank you.
Makes me proud to be a fellow Pittsburgher. you know, and support my guys from home. I really enjoy it. I think it's got, like, especially the Edge, it's got a lot of really good moments in it. It's got a lot of, like suspense where you need it to be. The action's great. The art's really great. You just keep killing it, and someday when you're like winning Eisner Awards and shit, you just remember us little guys that helped you out.
And never forget you guys. You guys are always going to be on the top of the list to get all that new stuff whenever it comes out.
Awesome. And then they will also be guests at Three Rivers Comic Con again next year. But you can also check them out on local comic shop day at the waterfront. I imagine it will be probably what you, Grant, and the Heroinberg
Yes.
crew.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
DP moved to Atlanta, so he's an Atlantean now.
I heard that. I'm so sad. So, but you know what? He can talk about Cleveland all he wants down there.
Right.
So,
Yeah, but
cool.
it's kind of sad where like now Atlanta has a better QB than Cleveland does, so.
Yeah, that's also fair. So,
Yeah.
all right. Well, thanks a lot for watching, guys. Make sure you check out your you go to your local comic shop, buy some Edge, buy some books, support local guys, support local shops. Remember, because that's how we keep our lights on and we keep people employed. And physical media is always a good trait to check. Oh, geez, excuse me. Check out. Just keep plugging away at it. Make sure you guys check out Kickstarter. Go to Blue Sky. Go to Substack. Check out some stuff. What's the other one? Comic Webtoons. Webtoons. That's still a thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Go to Webtoons. Check it out. So, all right. We'll see you guys next time. And keep reading.